Ceasefire talks among more than a dozen Palestinian factions in Cairo have ended after failing to reach an agreement. Palestinian officials say the talks will continue. Analysts say the failure is embarrassing for both the Egyptian government and the Palestinian Authority. NPR's Linda Gradstein reports.
Egyptian intelligence chief Omar Suleiman was so sure that he would be able to broker a ceasefire agreement that he planned to fly to Washington today to brief Bush administration officials on the accord and then continue on to Jerusalem. And Palestinian Prime Minister Ahmed Correa flew to Cairo on Saturday to sign the expected deal. Suleiman had presented a proposal for a one-year total ceasefire, meaning an end to attacks not only inside Israel, but stopping attacks on Israeli soldiers and Jewish settlers in the West Bank and Gaza Strip. Mohammed Nazal is a spokesman of the Islamist Hamas movement.
The response of Hamas is that Hamas are not ready to make a new comprehensive ceasefire. This is our response.
When Hamas and other groups rejected a comprehensive ceasefire, the Egyptian intelligence chief brought up a proposal that was originally suggested by Hamas, ending attacks on Israeli civilians in exchange for Israel ending assassinations of Palestinian militants. Hamas said it first wanted Israeli and American guarantees. Israeli officials said they were not surprised by the failure of the Cairo talks and said Hamas is now dominating the Palestinian agenda. Dori Gold, a senior advisor to Prime Minister Ariel Sharon, said a partial ceasefire won't work.
Basically, they were squabbling among themselves which Israelis can be killed and which cannot be killed. That is not an acceptable basis for any kind of a ceasefire. The standard has been set. It was set in the roadmap, and that's what we're expecting the Palestinian Authority to fulfill.
Palestinian Cabinet Minister Saber Arafat said the Palestinian Authority remains committed to the U.S.-backed roadmap to peace, although he admits he was disappointed at the outcome in Cairo.
I had hoped that there will be a comprehensive program and agreement on what's needed for the Palestinian people in terms of our obligations vis-à-vis the roadmap and other international obligations and regional obligations. Unfortunately, it could not have been agreed, but I hope that this will continue. And at the same time, there is one authority here, and we will honor our obligations emanating from the roadmap.
The roadmap calls on the Palestinian Authority to crack down on militant groups like Hamas. Israel is to dismantle dozens of illegal outposts in the West Bank and freeze expansion of Jewish settlements. Analysts on both sides say there seems to be an unofficial ceasefire already in place. The last Palestinian attack inside Israel was more than 2 months ago, although Israeli officials say they have stopped almost two dozen planned attacks. For the past 2 months, Israel has also refrained from assassinating leaders of Hamas. At the same time, Israeli officials say Israel will respond to any attacks on Israelis, whether inside Israel or in the West Bank and Gaza. Linda Gradstein, NPR News, Jerusalem.